You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge-watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Sad but true, I am so underpaid when it comes to watching color television.
What?
Folks,
you got the big bucks, man.
You think I make the big bucks?
Yes!
You haven't seen my bank account. I was never a shoe model or a spokesman for a major shoe store. So, yeah. Like Connie Feldman. That's the voice of Connie Feldman, who
second
is.
Second fair, half off.
Yeah, she's decided to, not decided, I invited her to stick around for a few minutes and hear Mike Clemens' breakdown of the Bears and Packers, which will be coming up momentarily. If you missed the first hour of the show, you missed Connie Feldman telling her Steve March Torme story and her story about how she has bad feet because she was a dancer.
That's right.
I wish I had that excuse. And we talked about a lot of fun stuff. We broke down the Bears-Packers game a little bit, and Conrad got to vent a bit. But go to civicmedia.us, folks, if you want to hear the first hour of the show. It is cataloged there in podcast form. And it's a fun night. It's a great night here, a great Monday to be here with us at Nightlight. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite what is your favorite tradition that involves food? And this is in honor of yesterday because it was National Sunday Dinner Day. Did you ever have Sunday dinners?
We did when I was growing up.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what about now with your daughter and your husband? You guys, is it hard to connect?
When my daughter was home,
okay.
She's in college now. When she was home, yeah, I made dinner at home with the family a priority every night.
Yeah, really?
Yep.
God, I wish, we did that sometimes, but... Because when I was a kid, it was the same thing, too. We sat and had dinner together. It was like a sacred time.
That's when you connect.
And I would, I would come home and, even if we had, I was in theater and sports and all that kind of stuff, my mom would have a plate put in the fridge for me. And now I'm just like, go to Taco Bell. I'm not nearly the parent my parents were, but no, I'm just kidding. But let us know, folks, what is your favorite tradition that involves food? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. Or if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or what's the other one, Con? X? Y?
Yeah, X.
Okay. drop us a stream comment, and we'll read that on the radio as well. Great night here. Great guest. Mike Clemens is about to join us and break down the game from Saturday night. We've got Sherry Stoka, the founder and chief health strategist at Wayless MD. She's an excellent nutritionist. She's going to join us at 6:35. We'll talk some dietary stuff and nutrition, and then two very funny Wisconsinites will be here. Mike Merrifield and Rob Brackenridge will join me at 7:20 in Act 3. They're doing a stand-up comedy show up in Marinette on the 31st, and they're coming in to talk about it. It's going to be a blast. They are both nationally touring headliners, been on TV, had their own specials. They will be here at 7:20 tonight in the studio, and I cannot wait to have them here. So lots of all Wisconsin-based guests tonight. Have you guys realized that?
I wanted to ask about your nutritionist.
Yeah.
Is she the one? You had a nutritionist on a while back,
yeah.
And I was listening, and I felt like there was nothing I could eat. I can't eat anything.
Well,
can you ask her what can you eat?
Yeah, it's I know what you're saying because I go back and forth too. I was a vegan for a while. I didn't do meat for a while, and I had a lot of energy. And then people said, "Oh no, you got to cut the carbs." And then I did the protein, and it's they change things all the time. It seems like
well, and everything was so processed, and I don't know.
She's excellent though. Sherry does a great job.
Okay,
and she's helped people lose weight.
I'm gonna text in and see what I can eat if it's the same person. It might be someone different.
I think it's probably her. And we're going to talk about Ozempic is available in pill form now. So I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
Okay. Well, it's pretty big and it tastes like a pizza. So
yum. I'm into that. Let's go.
I dropped that joke last week. I thought I was pulling gold out here and I got nothing.
Well,
Conrad sat there silently. Zommers, I was in Madison. They're just looking at me like, whatever. So, Con, how are we doing? Do we have Mike? Not Mike yet? Okay, we don't have Mike. So you can tell us about Song Sung Blue. this great movie set in Wisconsin. It's a true based on a true story about a couple in Milwaukee that formed a Neil Diamond tribute band called Lightning and Thunder.
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
Tell us about what you thought of the movie. I'm ashamed I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I had a preconceived notion, I'll admit, going in because I thought it was going to be a real cheeseball thing.
It's
they're impersonators, and to me, it was outstanding.
Really?
It was just the perspective of someone who is a performer and has such a passion. And the way, I mean, Hugh Jackman's voice
to sing,
like Neil Diamond can't be a hard voice to duplicate. And speaking of voice, Kate Hudson, I thought she nailed the Wisconsin accent. It wasn't too heavy, but it was there. And it's a beautiful, touching story. I was bawling. I was
really?
Bawling at the end. Yes.
I've heard there are some really heartfelt moments. There are some funny moments.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen it. I'm ashamed because I love Neil Diamond's music. And I really like, I will say, I like Hugh Jackman enough. I'm not really a Wolverine guy. I don't go see those movies typically. Kate Hudson, I like. I loved her in Almost Famous. She is, speaking of Steve March Torme, she's a Nepo baby to the 10th degree with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn as her folks. But she doesn't just take any gig to do it.
Right.
She's really selective, and maybe that's where being a Nepo baby helps. You just don't have to work all the time, and you're a little more selective in your roles. But I've heard she's great and might get an Oscar nod.
Well, and did she do all her own vocals? Because if she did, you know, that's I heard recently that she's launching more of a musical career.
Really?
She was outstanding.
Huh.
You know, and she was imitating Patsy Cline, which is not easy to do, but the vocals were phenomenal.
I need to launch more of a music career.
I think you do.
You think it's too late for me?
I'll back you up. Me and Steve March Torme will hit the road.
Yeah, because you can sing. Tell us about your, you know, before you were in broadcasting, you were, like you said, very musical.
I was, yeah. I still am. I just, I don't have time for it as much as I used to. But, yeah, I had a, you know, I had a band. I had
You had a band?
We had a chick band. Chick
wow.
Trip.
Wow. Chick Trip?
Chick
That's what it was called?
It was a takeoff of Cheap
I
Trick.
I love that.
Yeah. All female band. More than that, I'm a trumpet player. Played, you know, locally in a lot of different community bands, jazz bands, things like that.
How come trumpet players don't get the love? Like Chuck Mangione, was there only room for one trumpet player in the whole? Like the guy was a star. I couldn't name another trumpet player. Well, Dizzy Gillespie. I mean, some of the famous, but who's touring? That's like, hey, come see this trumpet player at the Resch Center.
Chris Botti.
But I don't know him, but you know that world better.
And trumpet players will hate me for saying this, but if you know trumpet players, they don't, because they don't have get enough credit because they give it all to themselves.
Yeah.
Trumpet players are kind of known for being, you know.
Self-righteous or arrogant.
Yeah, I mean, it's a loud, high instrument, and you got to have have some fortitude to stand up and play it.
Absolutely. So. Are you a Kenny G fan?
No.
No? How come? You draw the line of trumpet? You don't?
That's more of a smooth jazz thing, which isn't
like
my...
smooth?
No.
You like that jarring kind
of... I like big band. I like jazz. I like, but not elevator music.
It's hard to go. Okay. I'm with you. I had friends going to see Kenny G, and I was like...
Uh-uh.
And I am accepting. I accept everybody. I don't judge. I never like look down on friends but I had a group of guys that were kind of guys going to see Kenny G at the Park West.
Wow.
I'm like, are you? I thought they were kidding. I'm like, why would you go see him? Like, even if it's on your car, like he had a couple songs. I'm like, yeah, I'd listen to this in the car, but they went, maybe they thought it was a good place to meet girls. I don't know. Women loved him, right? He was like the Michael Bolton of saxophone playing.
But you know, the other music thing recently, Bob Weir died over the weekend.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was a big Deadhead. So I can like Neil Diamond,
but still
like the Grateful Dead. And, you know, I'm a...
You're a Deadhead. You don't seem old enough to be a Deadhead.
I was a late-blooming Deadhead. Okay. And I was, you know, I was in a college sorority trying to be a hippie, and it didn't work. But, you know.
All right. So you're Connie Feldman is here. She does covers news here at WGBW. And for Civic Media, she's here in the studio with us. We talked a little bit about what's happening in the community. A little, we dipped our toe in the Packer talk, and we heard your great Steve March Torme story. What is the mood, would you say, if you know this, of the community You know, the Packers usually at least play a couple weeks into January.
Yeah.
It ended a little soon this year. What does that do? Like, and I told Conrad, even though they're not my first team, it's fun to talk about. Like,
yeah.
I'm part of this community, even though I'm a Bears fan. I like talking about this stuff. What is the mood of the community right now?
The mood is hushed a little bit.
Okay.
But I think the great thing about Packer fans, as opposed to, let's just say, some other teams, I think.
Yeah.
They are Packer fans do or die. I think there's a lot of frustration now because it's not the first time we got to the playoffs and stopped there.
Right.
So they're looking to see, okay, what's going to happen with Coach LaFleur? What's going to happen with... but I think they're standing behind their team. There's some talk about some people not as nuts about Jordan Love as they were a little while ago, which I think is unfounded. You know, and he's also, he's following up Aaron
Rodgers. Two Hall of Famers, yeah.
I
can't figure that out either. Like, if you look at Love's numbers, maybe he doesn't have the quite, or I don't know that Aaron Rodgers had it immediately, but the clutch gene, like Rodgers developed it, certainly against the Bears.
Yeah.
and Love the other night at least proved that he's not quite there yet, but man, his numbers are as good as any quarterback in the league.
Well, and he doesn't have Micah Parsons protecting him either.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
Or not protecting him.
But, protecting the offense through defense.
You know what I mean.
Absolutely, I do. And what about LaFleur? Like, and Con, we talked about this a little bit before, but, like, there are coaches that every year, Mike Tomlin, John Harbaugh, and I think that's a big reason, like, people saw that Harbaugh got fired. They thought, is LaFleur on the hot seat if he didn't win? But, I mean, I think he's a good coach. What do you think?
He's a good coach. I think he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And I think we got the cutest coach in the league. So that's important. Have you seen those t-shirts? Our coach is hotter than your coach.
What do you, you don't think Jim Harbaugh's a looker?
Mm.
No? What about Mike Vrabel? Got that guy's guy, that iron jaw?
I have no idea.
You don't care.
No.
You're just a homer.
Packer fan, man.
are you a sports fan in general outside of the Packers or Wisconsin sports?
Not really.
No?
Not outside of the Packers and Wisconsin sports, like you said.
That's what I love about Green Bay. And Wisconsin to a lesser degree, but mostly Green Bay because the team is here. It is a community event.
It's a culture.
It's a sport, but it's also people that don't give two craps about football care about the Packers and they want to watch the game. It's an event.
Yeah.
Right?
It is an event. It's just, it's got such a beautiful storied history.
Yeah.
That's what makes the Packers story so cool.
Aside from Song Sung Blue, Packers games. What are you watching? You watching anything you could recommend? A binge? You binge watch anything? Kind of?
Well, right now, actually, I'm binging. It was recommended to me, Monarch of the Glen.
I've heard of that.
Because my daughter's going to Scotland, and we're going to go visit her. So I was, looking all this. And it's really, it's got a bit of a cheese to it. I don't think anybody beyond Gen X should be watching it.
Okay.
But what I have binged in the past, which I've, what is it, Made?
Made? No. Mask?
No, Made.
Oh, Made.
That was awesome. Breaking Bad.
Oh, sure,
great.
Yeah.
24 back in the day.
Loved 24. I don't think I could sit through it now because of the commercials and the...
Yeah.
It doesn't quite hold up, but I'm with you. I love... That was like a streamer show before streaming.
Yeah.
Connie, thank you so much.
Thank
You're
you for having me.
Always fun to have on. So
thank
let's
you
do this
so much
again.
For having me.
Come back and tell another celebrity story.
I will.
Okay. Someone that you're more of a celebrity than. All right. Connie Feldman, listen to her here at WGBW. She is great. We are coming back to read your text. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, and it is great to have you here on this Monday, folks, wherever you're joining us from around our beautiful state. It is outstanding to come together and talk about the things we love, movies, TV, comedy, music. We've got it all. And tonight, coming up in hour three, Rob Brackenridge, very talented Appleton-based comedian, will be here with his pal, Mike Merrifield, who is also a very talented, outstanding comedian who I know is from Wisconsin, but we'll learn more about Mike. This will be his first time on the show. Very excited to have these two guys coming up in Act 3. After news, at the bottom of the hour, my pal Sherry Stokoe will be here. Sherry is an excellent nutritionist and dietitian, and she is the founder of Weightless MD just outside of Milwaukee. They do great work there helping people get their weight under control and eat more consciously and that kind of stuff. And it's funny, Con, what did you eat when you watched the game? Because we're talking about food.
A pizza. Well, so Tanner's in Appleton in Kimberly. They do this thing called 12 Beers of Christmas. It's a little punch card, and you drink 12.
Love it.
You drink 12 beers on the list, and you get a free pizza and a T-shirt.
That's kind of cool. So get some swag.
Yeah, I used that one for the pizza at the Packer game.
I don't, remember what time or last time Sherry was here. Do you remember I asked him what is a food people should avoid at all costs? She said pizza. So we can follow up with that when she is here at 6:35, because at this time of year, when you've got sports, it's nachos, wings, pizza. That's just what people eat. Monica in the 608 responding to our question of the night, which is yesterday was National Sunday Dinner Day. What is your favorite tradition that involves food? Monica says, not sure if it's my favorite, but it's the first thing I thought of. King cake and I don't even know how to pronounce this word, and I'm ashamed because I'm part Polish. Pakis? I think it's Pakis. From Mardi Gras, I'm not religious, so I don't do it for Lent. It's just about the food. It's surprising I have a weight problem. And then parenthetically, sarcasm. On the way to the gym now, though, but currently waiting in line for a car wash. All right. Well, Monica's texts she is honing her texts. They're outstanding. She's crushing it. All right. We've got our guest. Oh, Mike Clemens is on the phone. We've only got a few minutes, but let's break down as much of the game as we can and get Mike's thoughts. He does great work here at Civic Media. He is our sports authority, and he joins us now over the phone. Mr. Mike Clemens. Hey, buddy.
I think that's Poochkeys.
Poochkeys. Okay. I knew it was something. I knew I was getting it wrong. Are they good?
Yeah, they're those, like fried donuts, the folks from Poland make, going into Lent and, during, Ash Wednesday, that
sure.
kind of thing, right?
Yeah, that sounds
fat,
right.
Fat Tuesday. That's a treat on Fat Tuesday.
They, before Ash Wednesday, there was this comedian, John Knight, who used to do a joke. He's like, where do they get all the ashes? And he goes, I think before Ash Wednesday, all the priests get together and play poker. It's called Poker Tuesday, and they smoke cigars. Mike, we just have a few minutes, but overall thoughts in the game. It's great. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure you're busy as all get out since this weekend.
The Matt LaFleur's coaching staff has got to figure out in-game adjustments better.
Yeah.
And because Dennis Allen, a former head coach, a longtime defensive coordinator, down with Sean Payton during their run with Drew Brees and the Saints, came up with some different ways to blitz Jordan Love, and it screwed up the offensive attack where the Packers were up 21-3 in the second half, and then came out and three and out and struggled. They got one touchdown back. It's funny, one of our senior writers that covers the team every day, when Brandon McManus missed that point after in the second half after the Packers only touchdown in the second half, he turned and said, they're going to lose this game. And wow. I thought, that'd be quite a sensational story, wouldn't it? Yeah, right, sure. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, Caleb Williams is just crazy. In the fourth quarter, he's a unique talent, and you combine him with Ben Johnson, who for me in the last 3 or 4 years, if you see a coordinator, either offense or defense, and you say, wow, that guy's hot, that guy should probably be a head coach, that's the best candidate I've seen in 5 years, and it's working out so far.
Mike, is he a little crazy? I mean, the first half, he's going for it deep in his own territory. He's kind of picked a fight with LaFleur. I'm sure there's a method to his madness, but I got to say it makes me uncomfortable. As a guy who lives around a lot of Packer fans, I just don't know that you need that.
No, I know. I think it's brilliant. I think he's a pretty much straightforward, buckle down, you know, button collar shirt kind of a guy, but he knows his market. He's, you know, he'd been coming to Chicago for weekend trips and stuff, going to Cubs games and all that 2 years before he took the job. And he's playing to the fan base. Mm-hmm. He's trying to infuse that kind of a thing. And, you know, actually LaFleur was doing that a couple of years ago when he was, you know, looking at the crowd and waving, you know, got the headset on and waving the menu of plays to sort of get, I kind of noticed that. I brought it up in a press conference and then all the TV stations started taping, you know, what the head coach was doing, kind of doing cheerleading stuff. I think Ben Johnson is playing this perfectly so far.
Well, the rivalry is definitely back. It does remind me a little bit of Ditka Gregg back in the 80s. But, Mike, it was short but sweet. I really appreciate your time. And it must have been a blast down there in Chicago. Let's catch up another time. And would love to get your thoughts on the whole season if you're game.
We got to talk to Micah Parsons and tight end Tucker Kraft today, both coming back from ACLs. That was some great content that we'll probably share later in the week. But those guys hope to be back by September.
Outstanding. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Pete.
You got it. Follow Mike Clemens at Mike Clemens NFL. He does such great work here at Civic Media. We are coming back to talk nutrition and how we can burn a few of those holiday pounds that we all have with our pal Sherry Stoka. She will be here after news, sports, and weather. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. So great to have you with me, folks, on this outstanding Monday in our beautiful state of Wisconsin as we talk about some of the really cool stuff in life. And you know what? Not to be out. We talk movies, TV, comedy, a lot of that kind of stuff. We talked about the Packers and the Bears a little bit tonight. But right now, we are turning our attention to your health. And something we all need to take more seriously in our life. My next guest is a nutritionist and dietitian and the founder and chief health strategist of Wayless MD. It is my pleasure to welcome back to Nightlight, Miss Sherry Stoka. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
How are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's funny you say that because that's part of the reason I always like to hear what you have to say about nutrition and diets and all that kind of stuff. But I think everybody, you know, puts on a couple pounds around the holidays. So we'll jump into all that if you have any tips on how to kick those holiday pounds. But speaking of food, I have to ask you before we start, in honor of yesterday being National Sunday Dinner Day, what is your favorite custom or tradition that involves food? Do you have one?
Oh.
Could be a holiday or, you know.
I guess it would have to be Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay. Same here. I mean, that's one of mine. I said some crap.
I didn't even know that was a special day yesterday. So
listen,
that's good to know.
Everything, everything is a special day. And I put much more crass, sarcastic answers on our social media page. But I agree with you. Thanksgiving, you cannot beat it. The other thing I want to ask you before we jump into nutrition is, have you kicked any field goals lately?
Oh my gosh. Well, guess what? You're not going to believe it. I tore my hamstring.
Oh no.
I've been on crutches for like the last 5 weeks.
That's a long recuperation, isn't it?
It's been torture.
Oh no.
I mean, it's been absolute torture. So, I will definitely get back out there and start kicking again, but it's going to be another like 2 to 3 months.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of stinks.
Did you do it kicking a field goal or was it something else?
No, I mean, I've done them both. I've ripped them both. Years of soccer, you know, and then it's been partially torn for a while. And I went running with a friend and we were getting kind of like nutty on hills and I felt the pop and I pulled it. So
what is that? I've seen friends rip their Achilles tendons. When you pop your hamstring, is it, can you limp or are you totally immobile? Like you just go down and need the paramedics or what's that like?
Yeah, well, it depends where you tear it. I tore it right in, below the butt bone where it attaches. Mm. And it didn't completely rip off the bone. There was some still attached, so it didn't curl. But it's kind of the same as an Achilles. Like if it's entirely severed, it will curl. And mine did not curl, thank God. So okay. They were able to kind of just like reattach it.
Is that the worst injury you've ever had? I know last time you were here, we talked about your college soccer days. And you're obviously still kicking field goals because I saw your social media posts and I thought that was so cool. What's the worst sports injury you've had?
I think it was my first hamstring.
Okay.
Where I was actually, it was during a game and I went to slide and it was really a loud pop. And that's the one that I completely ripped. Oh, so I had to crawl, I crawled off the field on that one. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the holidays and, you know, everybody, I read something not too long ago that said, you really don't put on as many pounds as you think over the holidays, but I always feel like I'm 20 pounds heavier after the holidays. Even though I sometimes even work out through the holidays, but for people that have put on a few pounds, what's the best advice you could give them for getting back in shape?
Kind of stop the cycle at some point. The cycle is what keeps people stuck,
yeah.
You know? And until we kind of awaken to that, we will continue to be in that constant cycle. You know, I mean, so it's estimated that approximately 90% of American adults are metabolically compromised, which that's not a surprise. But what that means is that weight loss strategies don't really work because your body isn't using like fat stores as it should. And so we keep trying all these same like ways of losing weight by calorie restricting. And now every single person now knows that that doesn't work.
You have to make a life change, don't you? I mean, it can't just be a temporary. My biggest thing is like I'll go crazy over the holidays with like I'll be so good, very few carbs, feeling energetic, healthy. And then the holidays come and you just fall into this like, oh, I'm just eating salty, sweet stuff. And my big thing is I'll go, well, I'll give myself two extra days, like I'm on vacation from my health. How do you snap that? Is there a tactic or something for people to go to break the cycle and do it easier because it's hard to do?
Yeah, you have to be, in order to have those days, you have to be metabolically resilient and metabolically healthy. And so like the best kind of marker for that is your insulin levels. And nobody's checking their insulin levels when it's like such a part of medicine that's so neglected because it's such a proactive way of looking at your insulin levels. Because if your insulin levels are elevated, you will never ever be able to access fat. And so if you keep going into these holidays like metabolically compromised, it just, again, it kind of keeps you in the cycle. So you have to kind of know where you are metabolically. And like it really has to do with, you know, your like insulin is one thing, but it's your visceral fat, like your waistline, because visceral fat is the driver of inflammation and insulin resistance. And then you have to have adequate muscle. If your like muscle is depleted, again, your metabolic health is going to be destroyed. So you kind of have to be pretty metabolically sound in order to get away with going through the holidays. Like look at younger adults that are healthy. Like they eat like crazy and they're fine when they come out of the holidays. So like that's kind of where you have to get to.
So when you say metabolically compromised, I understand you're talking about metabolism, but is it, can you elaborate on that a little bit for those of us who really don't understand maybe exactly what you're saying?
I know, because it means so much. But when you're metabolically unhealthy, typically what's going on with you is you have a lot of visceral fat. So your waistline is, you have a big belly, you know, you have the fat that is like, is, you know, lining your abdominal area, right? Your vital organs. So that is the insulin kind of resistant fat cell. So if you have a big waistline, if you have high blood pressure, if you have high cholesterol, if you have high triglycerides, your body is not metabolically functioning the way it should. So what that means is that your body is not using its fat reserves as it should. So to take it a step further, if you're metabolically healthy and you eat bad and then you kind of go back, you go on like a calorie restricted diet, your body will go to fat stores when it needs it. If you are metabolically healthy, it will use your fat stores. If you're metabolically unhealthy, your body doesn't even recognize the fat stores because it's resistant. It's inflammatory. Your body doesn't even recognize it. So that's why the cycle just keeps going on. And it's like a snowball effect.
That's very well said. Sherry Stoka is my guest. She is the founder, I should say, and chief health strategist of Wayless MD. Check it out, folks. She really helps people get their nutrition goals in line. She is also a nutritionist and a dietitian, and she joins us here periodically on Nightlight. Are carbs bad? Not all carbs, I understand, but for the longevity of brain health and your brain fog, what's the best way as we get older to combat brain fog?
I mean, we need, like, did you see the new food guide pyramid that's been turned upside down? Like, no. I've been saying that forever. We don't need carbs. We're told it all the time that we do. I mean, we can get carbs from like vegetables and fruit and nuts and seeds and a little bit of dairy. We don't need pizza and pasta and bagels. Like, we don't need that. So that, I mean, that's what's killing us.
Yeah.
It is causing blood sugar dysregulation, insulin resistance. Your body is no longer functioning as it should. You can eat carbs, but we just are eating way too much of the starchy poison. You know, I mean, it's poison because it's all genetically modified, processed, and all of that.
What is the best food to eat, in your opinion, for brain health? I assume proteins, but like, is there one specific food? Like, sometimes you hear fish oils to stay sharp mentally as you get older.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a diet that is, you know, yes, adequate animal protein. You need animal protein. I mean, I know there's a lot of people out there, but you need animal protein. It has all the amino acids. You need healthy fats. That's the anti-inflammatory. Our brain is, the majority of our brain is fat. So if you're not getting like DHA and EPA, like, that's our brain. So you have to eat your fish and, or take fish oil supplements. So that's really important. And, or like the healthy oils, you know, olive oil is, has, you know, so many different healthy fatty acids. And then, you know, nuts and seeds are also such an important part of the diet. So it's really kind of just cleaning that up and not being afraid of fat.
Right.
Because, okay, so when you look at the macros, you have carbs, protein, and fat. What starts metabolic dysfunction is any type of food that raises your blood sugar, because if you increase your blood sugar, insulin follows. And whenever you have high insulin, it tells your body to store calories. So carbs skyrocket your blood sugar. Protein, very minimal. Fats, zero. Doesn't do anything to your blood sugar. So we're kind of just really flawed in how we look at the diet.
Here's what I don't know if maybe some of the listeners can relate to this. I have this issue where I'll fast, then I'll come off it and eat proteins. And within a day or two, I have no cravings and I have energy and my brain feels sharp and I work out. And then a holiday comes up and I sink back into the old ways. How do you keep, and maybe you do this with your clients at Wayless MD, but how do you keep people in that zone where they don't binge or don't go off a program they're on? And we've got about a minute to break, and then maybe we can, if this is a longer answer, we can cover it after the break. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's a little more convoluted and very individualistic with everybody. I mean, I even have my boys who are like super high elite athletes. Like, I have them going in and out of like low carb, high carb, because they notice such an extreme difference of endurance when they're off of carbs. But I do think we're human. We're absolutely going to go in and out of, you know, different diets and things like that. So I do think it's somewhat an adaptable, like you have to kind of adapt to certain additions and restrictions where your body starts to get used to it. Because if you just go keto and then all of a sudden go all out, you know, super high carb, you're going to feel terrible. So you have to kind of get your body and adapt to the changes that you feel comfortable with.
All right. Sherry Stoka is here. We'll have her for a few more minutes on the other side of the break. Check out Wayless MD, folks. They do great work there. It's just outside of Milwaukee. We'll have a few more. I'm going to ask Sherry, too, if breakfast is still the most important meal of the day. We'll cover all that with Sherry Stoka when we come back. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Yeah, all night long, and nobody don't dance on the edge of the dark. We've got the radio on, and it feels
welcome back. Con, I love when you discover a song that I share with you to use in the bumpers, and I can tell when you like really good music. I just want to say I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Hey, we're back here. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. I am Pete Schwabe. Sherry Stoka is my guest. At the moment, she is the founder and an outstanding health strategist at Wayless MD. Definitely check it out. Sherry, why don't you just tell us exactly what, if people go to Wayless MD or want more information and go to your website, what kind of people go there? Are they looking to lose weight, just be more healthy in general, or is it a combination of the two?
Yeah, it's a combination. I mean, my passion is getting the body into a healthier state and really getting people to a place where weight loss is sustainable, kind of like how I was explaining. We have to get into a state in order for it to be sustainable. Otherwise, it's just going to continue. You know?
Yeah.
And so we're all about whole body healing, but you know, we offer many different things. We offer holistic, we offer the GLP medications. So it really, we try to just, you know, meet people where they're at.
Is breakfast the most important meal of the day?
Oh, I love that question.
I thought so.
Well, okay, so if you're, again, it all comes back to your metabolic health, and it all comes back to like what you're eating, right? Like nobody on the planet should be having a bagel in the morning. So, so the most important thing in the human body is regulating blood sugars, because if they're too high for long periods of time, you die. If they're too low for long periods of time, you die. So the body's like really, really good at managing blood sugars. So if you think about it, when you wake up in the morning, you eat right away. When you don't eat, you're in a fasted state. So your body actually has to like use its own fat and its own energy for calories. So I will answer the question, but I do want people to kind of understand this. I just said that like approximately 90% of people are metabolically dysfunctional. They have metabolic dysfunction. So that means there's higher insulin levels. Just by normal physiology, when you wake up in the morning, because of cortisol, and it's called like this dawn phenomenon, we all kind of wake up with high insulin. It's just normal. So, you know, after like an hour or so, the insulin will drop to normal levels, assuming that you're not, you know, not completely like diabetic and things like that.
Right.
So if you wake up and you eat a bagel, you already have high insulin levels, you eat a bagel, you just destroyed your body's ability to ever be able to burn fat. So,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, like, so breakfast is so important, meaning either don't have it, because I do believe that there are people that do really well without eating breakfast, or don't ever eat carbs in the morning. Have something like eggs or an omelet or, you know, some type of protein, you know, yogurt with nuts or something like that. Like don't spike your blood sugars in the morning, because not only does that tell your body to store calories, it also is going to set the stage for the rest of the day. I mean, breakfast is the reason why people are tired all day. If you change your breakfast, you will notice the rest of your day change.
Really? That is fascinating. Let me ask you this. Sometimes you see people who are kind of lean and they can eat whatever they want. And then you see people that are a little heavier, but they eat very health consciously. Is it better to keep weight off even though you eat crappy, or vice versa?
Well, I don't believe that people that eat crappy, just because they're not overweight, they're probably incredibly unhealthy. You know, you can only get away with that for so long, because you can't continue to poison your body and think that it's in a healthy state. I mean, just because you're not like technically overweight. So, I mean, I feel like there's so many ways to define like health, but when it comes down to like the foundation, it truly has to be, it has to be like your body composition. You know, we can't continue to go on weight loss diets and lose weight and not even know what we're losing. You know, I mean, because so many people now, they'll drop 20 pounds and like 8 pounds of it is muscle. Like, you've now destroyed yourself. So now you will gain more weight back the second you start eating normally again.
We have about a minute left. The flu is horrible this season. Are there any tips you could give people for ways that they could boost their immune system through natural foods?
Just eat clean, you know, eat clean, eat whole foods. And I do think taking extra vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D, oh my gosh, are crucial. Like, we get everybody on those supplements because they're such the fighters of all this stuff going around. So I do think we do need a little added supplement, because we can't get it in our food. But, you know, as far as to go back to your, because I know it's just like not really a great answer, but it really is getting people off the processed foods and just eating, trying to eat as real as possible.
That's the lesson of your visit here tonight, I think. It's just eat whole foods and get off processed foods. And it sounds so easy, but it's not as easily done. So check out Wayless MD and Sherry's work. Outstanding. Always fun to have you on the show, my friend. And next time you come back, let's talk. I know Ozempic is available in pill form now. And I made the joke last week that it's a huge pill and it tastes like a pizza, and it didn't go over that well. So we'll jump into that next time, I hope. And
I would love to.
Yeah, do get rest that bad gam there too. I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you so much.
You got it. All right, that's Sherry Stilka. Check out Wayless MD. She does great work there and can get you on the right path. We are going to break for news, sports, and weather. And when we come back, Mike Merrifield and Rob Brackenridge will be here at 7:20. We're going to read your texts next and maybe bring out a funny clip or something. Would it kill us to play a funny clip, bring some smiles to people's face? Let's make Act 3 all about comedy.
I know we're all wondering what Nick Cannon is doing, so.
Ooh. He's probably running out of names to give his kid. Crazy names. It's one thing to have a lot of kids, but the name, he can't remember his kids' names, right?
He can't remember all of them. I think, 12.
We break all the big stories here. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. The grocery store, the
supermodel. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.